Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Our national security is at stake. Our family values are at stake. And our economy is at stake here. So get over the fact that you don't like the president. We get it.
What do you get, you?
You couldn't beat him. Too bad for you. But you're in charge here.
What a
hand. In the Senate.
What a hand.
Do your job.
Go there, retire already. Go run a brassiere shop.
Thank God these people weren't in charge of the Congress when I was growing up, because they might have deported my mother. It took her a while to get through her naturalization.
Please turn the clock back.
What if something like that?
Did you hear the last statement from this witch? Did you hear what she had the nerve to say? Listen to clip five. Is it five? Listen to this. Three, the mother. Listen to this.
Thank God these people weren't in charge of the Congress when I was growing up, because they might have deported my mother. It took her a while to get through her naturalization. What if they had passed something like that?
Then you wouldn't be here, and the country would be a better place. Welcome to the Savage Nation. The Solenterates on the left are raising the stakes on America, lying like they've never lied before. Barbara Boxer is Debbie Wasserwoman Schultz on steroids. If you think Debbie Wasserwoman Schultz is unique in being a vicious, backstabbing, evil person, you're correct. But she learned at the hem of Barbara Boxer how to be vicious. So now they're pushing 34, 50 million illegal aliens down our throats, all under the guise of national security, under the guise of family values. Can anyone listening to the Savage Nation tell me when Barbara Boxer last came out in favor of Christianity, or in favor of the church, or in favor of traditional marriage? The answer is never. To me, those are family values. But anyway, I live in another kind of world. At the same time, Netanyahu is being ripped apart by the Democrats, including Boxer, who just a few weeks ago pretended to be friends of Israel. The very same lying, backstabbing vermin, Solenterates, who are now stabbing Netanyahu and Israel in the back in order to let Iran get a nuclear weapon and wipe Israel off the map. You want me to raise the stakes on you, Barbara Boxer? I'll raise them on you. Because of your viciousness, because of your duplicity, because of the fact that no one could ever have trusted you in your entire life, Israel is now threatened with being wiped off the planet because you're letting your boss, Barack Hussein Obama, do a backroom deal with the mullahs of Iran, permitting them to get a nuclear weapon, which they have promised they will use to annihilate Israel. I know that you pretended you were a friend of Israel when the money was flowing, but when your boss, when Boss Tweed told you, tell Netanyahu to drop dead, you said to Netanyahu, drop dead. The minute Boss Tweed cracked the whip, you, like the little girl you are, fell in line along with that other duplicitous creature from San Francisco, Dianne Feinstein. Dianne Feinstein, who should have been in chains by now for what she's done to our national security, has the audacity to claim that our national security is at stake because of the Republicans. Astounding, isn't it? Well, look, that opens the show. I'm not going to say anything more and make more enemies than I've already made. The phone number is 855-400-7282. We are continuing our unprotected talk programming. Here are some of the news headlines. Vatican seeks to quell Mexican anger over Pope's drug remark. Wait till you hear this one. You know, the Pope is the Joe Biden of the Catholic world. Everything the Pope says has to be corrected immediately by one of the guys who works for him. The Vatican sought to defuse a diplomatic tiff with Mexico after Pope Francis referred to the possible Mexicanization of his native Argentina from drug trafficking, the latest instance of Francis's casual speaking style getting him into trouble. Now, excuse me, casual speaking style? Well, it's coming from the Associated Propagandists, the AP. The Vatican said it sent an official diplomatic note to Mexico's ambassador insisting that Francis's Francis, quote, absolutely did not intend to offend the Mexican people with the remark or to detract from the government's anti-drug efforts. Well, why wouldn't he insult the Mexican government if they're flooding America with illegal aliens? But that's not what he's talking about. Here's what Francis wrote. He published the Pope's email on the website of his Alameda Foundation. Oh, Gustavo Vera, who was involved in combating the drug trade, set this up. He said, here's what Francis wrote. Hopefully we're in time to avoid Mexicanization. The Mexican government formally complained about the remark during a meeting with the Holy See's ambassador to Mexico, saying blah, 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 blah. So that's what's going on now, is that Latin America is threatened to become Mexicanized, and even the Pope has had enough of it. But right away, they had to say he was stigmatizing Mexicans. You hear this? Meanwhile, on the immigration front, three arrested in New York City for allegedly conspiring to support ISIS. None of them look like Timothy McVeigh. None of them sound like Timothy McVeigh. None of them walk like Timothy McVeigh. None of them look like returning U.S. war veterans. None of them are wearing crosses. None of them have blonde hair or blue eyes. Three New York City residents, Mayor de Blasio's finest, two with Uzbekistan citizenship, and one a citizen of Kazakhstan, plotted to travel to Syria to join ISIS and wage jihad, the so-called Justice Department announced. One of the defendants also offered to kill the President of the United States if ordered to do so, the criminal complaint alleged. The men were identified in the complaint as Abdursal Hasanovich, Jurabov, 24. Oh, that's all one name. Sorry. Why do they all have three names? I only have two. Abdursal Hasanovich Jurabov, a so-called resident of Brooklyn and a citizen of Uzbekistan. Akhar Sadkhmetov, 19, a resident of Brooklyn and a citizen of Kazakhstan. And Abra Habibov, 30, a resident of Brooklyn and a citizen of Uzbekistan. Federal prosecutors say two of the men came to the attention of law enforcement. What? Law enforcement last summer after they expressed online support for the groups. Sadkhmetov was arrested Wednesday at JFK as he tried to board a plane headed to Istanbul. Jehabov had plane tickets for March 29, and Habibov helped fund Kharmatov's trip, the complaint said. Well, let's hope that they get what they deserve, which is a green card from Obama, so they can vote in the 2016 presidential elections. I'm sure they'll be invited to the White House, but they'll have to make a stop first in San Francisco, where Nancy Pelosi may want to wash their feet, since that's one of her specialties. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. It's the one and only Savage Nation. As you can tell, I'm a little giddy today because I'm in a brand new radio studio. It's actually a brand new old radio studio. You may not know this, but this is now February 25th, 2015. I began with this syndicator in January of 2014 on this time slot. I actually started the year before at night. Remember, I had a whole year before at night. In that time, a year before and a year last year and this, that's almost 2.5 years I've not done one show from this studio, even though I did shows 2 to 3 times a week from this San Francisco location for over 10 years. I mean, I'm home again. I'm looking at ships. I'm looking at mountains. I'm looking at buildings. I'm looking at cars, trucks, planes. Sitting here, Teddy is underneath the desk, snuggled against the wires. If anyone comes near them, he bites their hands or feet. Technical people cannot support me because he snaps at their sneakers. What could be better? Life is good. People are wonderful. And radio is great. The phone number is 855-407-282. And God forbid we get Jeb Bush as a candidate. How did this happen? Is this the best this country can produce? Is this hack? How in the world can this country survive if there's a one-party system? You mean after last election they're throwing us this old fat hack again? I mean, what are they thinking? How can anyone get excited about this man? Can anyone explain that to me? How? How can you get excited about Jeb Bush? We know what we're going to get from him. More of the rhinos. More of the rhino talk. Let's put it to you this way. If you like Mitch McConnell and John Boehner, you'll love Jeb Bush. Let's put it to you that way. And if you like Mitch McConnell and John Boehner, you're going to even love the rotund one from the George Washington Bridge. I forgot his name. Chrissy or Prissy. I don't know his name. Chris Prissy? I know his name. Chris Prissy. Don't you know when I'm telling a joke? Chris Prissy. What else is in the news? There's a lot of news I haven't told you yet. Here it is. Iran is blowing up mock U.S. aircraft carriers while Obama and Mr. Mary, John Mary, insist that they're looking for peace. We're hearing about more and more kidnappings of Christians and children every day. We hear that Obama has decimated the military. Without an opposition party in Congress, what hope is there for the rest of us not to be overrun as a nation with the illegitimate actions of the president? How will the Republicans caving in on amnesty affect you personally? Liberals, meanwhile, continue to push communism in the form of income redistribution and fairness talk. Why are they blind to the fact that it would kill everyone in this country? Can Christianity survive in the Middle East? Who is left in the world who can stand up to Obama to stop his destruction of America? The answer is, I don't know. It could be Putin, but we're not talking about Russia. We're talking about America. If you're going to comment on any of these topics, the phone number is 855-407-2822. And while you are thinking about that, we'll take a quick commercial break where the wonderful people who make this show possible can be heard right here on The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-C-O-I-N. Remember last week's big scandal, that girl with the used clothing and the costume jewelry that you buy on television, saying that terrorists wouldn't be terrorists if only they had a jobs training program? Remember her, Marie Barf? Well, today John Kerry defended Marie Barf, but we're not going to get to John Kerry. We have to go back a week so you can listen to the girl with the Goodwill clothing and the QVC earrings. Let's listen to her last week.
Right now what we're doing is trying to take their leaders and their fighters off the battlefield in Iraq and in Syria. We're killing a lot of them, and we're going to keep killing more of them. So are the Egyptians, so are the Jordanians. They're in this fight with us. But we cannot win this war by killing them. We cannot kill our way out of this war. But if we can help countries work at the root causes of this, what makes these 17-year-old kids pick up an AK-47 instead of try to start a business? Maybe we can try and chip away at this problem.
Now, maybe if these arrested in New York City from Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan, who wanted to kill the president and others, maybe if only Abdurasal Hasanovich Jorabov and Ashgor Sadmakhatov and the other one from Kazakhstan had been given some job training by John Kerry, perhaps serving Christian burgers or the blood of young Christian children in a little juice stand in their native homes, they might not have wanted to go to Syria to kill people. But as you well know, John Kerry is what he is. Here he tries to defend Marie Barf. Listen to this carefully.
This is bigger. That's what Marie was saying.
Yeah.
And it didn't deserve, she never set out to say the solution is give them jobs.
Yeah, Secretary Kerry
talked about a much broader array of things we have to do.
Didn't,
we
can't
have a serious conversation about this without politicizing it on cable TV and making it a scoring point for one day. We're in trouble.
What do you do every day of your life but figure out how to lie to the American public? And you're not doing a very good job at it. You'll never be president. Take your Swift Boat medals and throw them over the fence. You're never going to be president. Everyone laughs at you behind your back. They know you're living on your wife's money. You're a laughing stock, Kerry. Trying to back up Marie Barf. No, she did say the solution was to give them jobs. That's just what she did say, that dolt. Send her back to her wobbly communist parents, where you got her from Foggy Bottom. That's where she belongs. She belongs in Foggy Bottom with you. Now, wait, it gets even better. Here's Nancy Pelosi. That's Bela Lugosi's grandniece. Nancy Pelosi goes to Cuba now, and she's complaining and moaning because some don't want normal relations with this communist dictatorship on a fast track. Listen to this now.
If, in fact, we object to a centralized economy, a communist system, wouldn't we think it's a good idea to support the private sector, small businesses, entrepreneurship? Instead, there's that attitude of, again, looking backward.
Yes. She knows how to run a casino, I guess. She may take over the Nacional Hotel and run it for the government. Maybe she could take Maya Lansky's hotel and run it. Who knows? I mean, that's private business. This is the same argument. This would be the same argument as if someone argued in the 1930s that if you, let's say you object to a centralized economy and you object to a communist system, don't you think it's a good idea to support the private sector in the Soviet Union and let Stalin build trucks and let Stalin build some armaments factories with U.S. help instead of looking backwards at evil Stalin? This is the mindset of this woman. That's why we play it. This is astonishing. Day and night, she's the gift that keeps on giving. I wonder, I mean, the Pope keeps stepping in it. The Pope being the Biden of the Catholic world, what would that make Nancy Pelosi? Is there a female version of Biden? Well, what, she would be. You talk about a comedy show. If there was ever a comedy show where it was just a sitcom between Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi, where they had no script and they just talked to each other about their political views, be bigger than Saturday Night Live. I don't know what we would call it. I have no idea what the name of the show might be, but you imagine that one. And then the Pope could make a cameo every once in a while and come and bless them. That would be a heck of a show, wouldn't it? All right, shall I take some calls yet? Are you ready for it or not? No? Okay, foggy bottom it is. Let's take one quick call on the Savage Nation. Line number 7. State your name, your station, and your topic. Go ahead, number 7.
Number 7, okay. Station WABC, name Susan. Topic is this. Back when Romney was running against Obama, Gallup came out with a poll which reported that Romney was ahead of Obama, and Obama and Axelrod turned around and sued Gallup for reporting this poll. Now, Congress members have stated that the reason that they're not impeaching Obama is because the public has not demanded it. I believe that Obama's approval ratings are in the high teens, low 20s, but the pollsters are afraid to report it for fear of being sued by Obama. Therefore...
No, it's the pollsters are... Look, Gallup is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Democrat Party. The field poll in San Francisco is a wholly owned subsidiary of Jerry Brown, Willie Brown, Nancy Pelosi, and that crowd. It's a fake organization, in my opinion. None of these polls have any meaning. They're Democrat socialist front polls. If Joseph Stalin had a poll called the Zabritsky poll, that would be the equivalent of the Gallup organization.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
You're live on the Savage Nation. The time is 34 minutes after the hour, even in Saudi Arabia and Uzbekistan. It's still 34 minutes after the hour. And as I told you, I'm in a new old studio, so everything is working beautifully. The Telos is working. The wires are working. The stories are up. The voice is perfect. The Clear One unit is perfect. The only thing that isn't working right is my cable channel. Somebody turned off everything except basic channels, and I'm looking at them trying to get the news, and there is no news, and I realize why Obama is still president, why he's not been impeached. I'm going to tell you what's on basic television, and you'll understand why America is the dumbest country on earth next to Uruguay. Here we are on the first channel, Channel 2 in San Francisco. There's a tree-hugging woman who's explaining what a river is to some gelded white male. Now let's go to the next channel. Let's see what's on 3. Channel 3, KNTV. Access Hollywood TV. Yeah, here comes a moron just came out of the audience waving her fingers up and down. Next, Channel 4. Let's see what Channel 4 is. It's an ad for a wheelchair or a free oxygen tank from the government. Next, let's see the next one. The next channel has an ad for the fake asbestos lawyers who should go to jail, every one of them, and their daughter should be taken out of Harvard. Next channel shows someone with tattoos playing a player piano eating honey crackers. Next channel, we're now up to Channel 8. There's a bald man selling a credit. If you have bad credit, it'll give you good credit. And I have no idea what's on that because we're in the... Oh, there we go. It's a fake... Oh, she's selling vitamins in the middle of a fake judge show. Next one. What channel is this now? It's a Chinese soap opera. And that I can't understand Mandarin, so I'm going to... There's Susan Rice with Charlie Rose. I have no idea who Charlie Rose is nor why he has a show. He's leaning across the table like he's catatonic right now, talking to Susan Rice, who's also leaning across the table at him in a sort of false intimacy. They're having a false intimacy. Charlie Rose looks like he needs a neck brace. He has no neck left. The spine is gone finally. The Cilentorite spine, the little bit of the spine that was left, collapsed altogether. And there's Susan Rice, who is leaning as far forward as she can, practically inhaling his garlic breath. Next channel, please. Look at him. I don't believe what I'm looking at. Next is a cartoon in Japanese in San Francisco. Let's see the next channel. That's not a bad cartoon channel. Oh, here's QVC selling the kind of costume jewelry that Marie Harf wears. If she's listening, I suggest she turn on QVC in Washington right now. She could buy those wonderful earrings and fake pearls that her mother taught her, dresses up a wardrobe. I mean, those accessories are really, look, they're only $4.99 right now, Marie, for your next appearance on Giving Them Job Training. You get the picture. Come on, that's not funny. Look at this judge. Look at this judge they have on a television show right now. Imagine if you had this as a judge, if you walked into the courtroom with her as judge. Yeah, right. All right. Play Barbara Boxer saying that if the Republicans were in Congress when her mother was going through a naturalization service, they might have deported her. I want to hear that. That is brilliant. In three.
I thank God these people weren't in charge of the Congress when I was growing up, because they might have deported my mother. It took her a while.
Oh, did we miss that opportunity?
Naturalization. What if they had passed something like that?
Well, then you wouldn't be here. Look what we got from you, the dreamer you are. It's a shame you can't go into a time machine, you know, and turn the clock back. Just think she'd probably be a happy Soviet right now. She'd still, well, but the Soviet Union became Russia, so she wouldn't be able to be a Soviet exactly if she had stayed in Russia, or Poland, or Lithuania, or Romania. Romania! She could be running, let's say, a soft ice cream stand somewhere on a plaza in Uzbekistan. Look what we're stuck with. What do you want to talk about? I want to do something fun right now, and then I'm going to take your calls, I promise you. Many of you didn't hear this. I wrote this yesterday. It's a minute long. Listen to it. Let's hear it. We go to a day in the life of a Hollywood progressive producer on the Savage Nation. As she opens her bleary eyes from a night of drugs and group sex, her first thoughts are, how can I hurt America today? How can I undermine the family? How can I undermine Christians? What can I do to damage heterosexuality? What can I do to just undermine gun ownership? Why, the food that they eat, their drinking water, the air they breathe. What can I do in a movie to damage race relations even further? How can I undermine the concept of property ownership? How can I embarrass them about the cars they drive, even the sports they play? How can I make Muslims into victims? So our imaginary Hollywood progressive producer immediately texts Harvey, Jeffrey, David, and Stephen. That idea for a new project will inflame Christians and heteros. 2 seconds later, Harvey replies to her text, "Good, don't forget guns, Bibles." 3 seconds later, David texts, "Must support O and all people of color." 5 seconds later, Stephen texts, "Be sure to smear military, make it anti-war." 10 seconds later, Jeffrey texts her, "Must have scene with bestiality." A progressive producer then lights up a joint and enters her tub for a coffee enema. That's the end of scene one. Now here is scene two of a day in the life of a progressive producer. Scene two, detoxed and stoned, she berates her personal assistant and drives her mini electric hybrid on the 405. Arriving on the lot a few hours later, she trips on the steps going to her bungalow. Her bags turn upside down. All of her stuff hits the drive. She rushes to grab the most embarrassing items. Oops, sorry. Cross that out. In Hollywood, there are no embarrassing items, unless it was a Bible or a cross, which a heroine certainly does not carry. Sitting at her desk, she drinks a detox pomegranate cocktail with a double latte grande. I'm telling you, that was funny. I enjoyed it. You know how I know something's funny? If I play it the next day and I laugh at it, it's funny. I know funny. That was good. Could you imagine if I could do one of those a day, how much fun I could have in life? But you can't do that every day. In fact, there's nothing funny today. The world is glum. It's horrible. It's nightmarishly horrible. So today, instead of that, we're going to play a little music from 50 Shades of Grey, and I'm going to read you about 50 Shades of Obama. Because on the outside, President Obama seems like a very nice guy. He's charming, he's well-groomed, he's well-mannered, he's well-spoken. But behind closed doors, when it's just him in America, what kind of stuff do you think Obama's into? Life-taking, like taking over the internet, for example. That's right. Dictator Obama wants control of streaming, video, and audio to make sure it's just the way he wants it to be. Now, you may not think you're into that kind of thing, but he knows you'll lie there and take it. And when he's in control, you never know what kind of content you're in for and how you're going to get it from the 50 Shades of Grey president. Or taking over the healthcare system. How better to control the drugs he might use on you or to get you to submit? Or even go as far as controlling your oxygen, because he knows just the right amount that you'll need during his version of autoerotic asphyxiation so you don't pass out. Well, then he'll take America to his own version of the Red Room. That's where he puts on his commander-in-chief hat and controls all the military. He'll get rid of the generals and admirals who know what he's up to and make them leave the room. Well, that will leave Obama with all the whips, chains, missiles, planes, and aircraft carriers that bring on the pain. Only he won't bring it to his enemies. Sometimes he invites Eric Holder in for a threesome, because after all, he's got the handcuffs. He'll use them to tie up his bureaucracy, so we can never find out about all the scandals that 50 Shades of Obama is up to. And Eric will also make sure the police are on the defensive, so they won't worry about what Obama is up to. The same pain he brought to border agents, people in Benghazi, Tea Party groups, veterans in the VA, Christians, that's what he's planning on bringing to you. Well, then he'll ratchet things up with all his new friends, and he'll foist them upon you. His bed can fit all his special friends from ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Al Jazeera, Politico, Huffington Post, New York Times. The list goes on. And you'll be served wine and cheese by the stooges that love to be dominated by him from MSNBC. And where will this relationship between you, America, and Obama lead over the next 2 years? To a nasty and abrupt parting of the ways, with you a broken shell of a nation, your self-esteem in tatters on the floor, and all the eyes of people that formerly used to respect you, looking at you like the cheap, used harlot you've become. That's the beginning of that one. That's the end of scene one in 50 Shades of Obama. It's a big rage now on the campuses. It's a sadomasochism movie, took off like a rocket, because apparently the young people aren't being required to learn languages anymore. They're not being required to learn mathematical skills. They're not certainly being taught history. They're being taught how to enjoy themselves physically with each other. Fraternity brother with fraternity brother, sorority sister with sorority sister. You may find it disgusting. That is the norm, because the perverts have taken over the universities from top to bottom. But I'll stop right there, because many of you find this quite offensive. And think about that. Think about the world we're living in. A world where Barbara Boxer has the nerve to say that these immigrants bring family values to the country. Do they bring family values to this country? Listen to clip number two. Listen to this big lie from Barbara Boxer in 02.
The only reason he issued executive orders is we're facing a crisis here with 11 million undocumented
folks. I got a crisis here, yeah.
Some of whom are these dreamers, which is the most important category to me, of young people who were brought here when they were children. They know no
way. Why don't you invite them over for a dinner, you and Stu?
To stay here and give back to America.
You're full of it.
They want to deport them, and they want to deport their parents, and they want to deport the parents of American citizens.
You know, this woman lies when she yawns in the morning. She's probably killed more pet birds in her house just by breathing around them. The toxic level is so high. You know, they all come here to work. All the dreamers are wonderful people. All of them are dreamers. All the young Hispanics that have come here illegally are all wonderful people. She knows that for a fact. Then why doesn't Barbara Boxer and Stu invite them over for dinner one at a time? There'd be 11 million dinners right there. So she went on a real tear about illegal aliens. She's turned on Israel, but now she's in love with Mexico. How did that happen? Listen to clip six now. It gets even better. Listen
I thought they were the party of family values. Show me where that's true. Ripping families apart.
Ripping families
the party
apart.
Of economic prosperity.
What's
Show
the whisper?
Me how that's true when we know from study after study that one of the greatest things we can do for our economy and job creation is get people out of the shadows. so they can go and buy a home and hold a good job.
You mean every dreamer is going to buy a home? With whose money? I don't understand how this woman gets up there and just says these things. Well, how? Who's ever stopped her? This woman has owned the political machine for so long in California that there's no opposition. They don't even know what reality is anymore. It's awful. The whole thing is awful. That's why I better not do this anymore. Walker, is he going to win? Can he win? I'd vote for him. I mean, the guy was a high school dropout. I love it. Look how far he's come without college. What does that tell you about college education? His brain wasn't washed. Let me hear his voice, and I'll tell you if he can win right away. Clip 17.
People care about big issues. They care about growth. They care about reform. Yes. They care about safety. They want to know what is a prospective candidate likely to do when it comes to making sure everyone can live their piece of the American dream. What are they going to do to transfer power away from Washington to the hardworking taxpayers? And what are they going to do to make people safe from radical Islamic terrorism around the world? The things people care about.
I want him to be the president. Anyone who dropped out of school in order to support his parents and is a blue-collar guy who does his own laundry. And he has a good voice. Sounds like Joe Biden, but he's not crazy. He's homey like Joe Biden, but he's not a lunatic like Joe Biden. So he could win. I wonder how Walker will hold up under the screeching yelling of the media when Hillary Clinton, as you know, has no baggage, runs for office, and they have a debate. I wonder who they might use as the moderators. Maybe they can take the blimp out of put the blimp back in service. It would undermine Romney. 855-407-2822. When I come back, I'm going to do some calls. We'll do the latest news right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO-IN. This just into the Savage Newsroom. Remember the train crash yesterday in California that was big news all day long to cover up Obama's crimes and misdemeanors? Well, listen to this. Federal investigators are telling us that the pickup truck involved in the train crash was not stuck on the tracks as first reported by the liberal media. Did you know that? They want to know why the pickup truck driver drove onto the train tracks, dumped his truck on the tracks, ran away, and led to a train crash that left three train cars derailed and dozens injured in Southern California. They'd like to know why he did that. And they found the driver, Jose Alejandro Sanchez Ramirez, 54, 1.6 miles away. The driver, Jose Alejandro Sanchez Ramirez of Yuma, Arizona, was found 1.6 miles away. He abandoned his pickup truck on the tracks, caused a train wreck, and ran away. Well, what's that about? His Ford F-450 pickup, which was pulling trailer equipment and welding tools, was pushed 300 feet down the tracks and ended up on the other side of the rail crossing. Investigators say the truck's engine was intact. They don't know why it stopped. So what do you think is going on? The feds, the geniuses said, it's not your typical grade crossing accident. No, they don't know why he abandoned his truck. I wonder if some of the lone wolves in America could be using some of our illegals. How do you like that? Am I allowed to think that? Am I allowed to think that maybe they're getting smarter in their game playing? And instead of using somebody from Kyrgyzstan to do the dirty work here, they're going to use some of our wonderful dreamers fathers. After all, they all come here to work. I mean, a buck is a buck. I don't know that that's the reason. Maybe it'll be something far more benign. But, you know, given the kind of government that we currently have, and have not, you'll have to forgive me for letting my mind wander. Pickup truck driver involved in California train crash arrested. Well, right away, that's racism. I mean, they arrested Jose Alejandro Sanchez Ramirez for doing this. They shouldn't have arrested him. Maybe he should have been given a job in the Department of Transportation instead. After he knows a lot about railroad trains now.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Broadcasting live from San Francisco, this is The Savage Nation. We're going to talk about net neutrality now, which is a government takeover of the internet. And guess who endorsed the federal fascist communication system's desire to control the internet? That's right, your girl, Hillary Clinton. So-called Secretary of State Hillary Clinton signaled support for the FCC's upcoming vote to control the internet as a Title II public utility. When asked directly by Ari Code's Kara Swisher if she supported the FCC's upcoming vote, the monster said she supported Obama's position on the issue. She said, I would vote for net neutrality because I understand that it's Title II with a lot of changes within it in order to avoid the worst of the utility regulation, said Clinton. It's a foot in the door. It's a value statement. I think the president is right to be up front and out front on that. Now, why is it that the liberals want to take over the internet? I thought it was the evil right-wingers who would try to control us. Weren't you taught your whole stupid life that when fascism came to America, it would be the right wing that would take over every aspect of your life? Weren't you brainwashed your entire life to believe that if these things happened, it would come from some far-right government, come from some evil white male? Well, Hillary Clinton just endorsed Obama's government takeover of the internet. And the reason is they want to control the content. Make no mistake about it. This is nothing about net neutrality. This is the equivalent of the fairness doctrine in radio. And when they came for the internet, if I'm not going to say anything, who's going to be there for me when they come for radio? These are monsters. These are the most evil monsters the U.S. Constitution has ever faced. They're all vampires. Some wear skirts, some wear pants. Some are white, some are black. Some are gay, some are straight. But they all have something in common. They have one thing in common and several things in common. All of them are fascistic at their core. They despise any criticism. They're thin-skinned. And they want to control everything everyone says. Hillary Clinton made her remarks yesterday in an interview. She criticized America's partisan bunkers. You know what that means, don't you? Partisan bunkers? What does that mean? That means anyone with a differing opinion is now a partisan? And she said anyone who is a partisan is getting in the way of confronting tough issues such as, you ready? Racism, sexism, and homophobia. Not one word about the Islamo-fascists who are killing, murdering, raping, and enslaving people. So Hillary goes on to say, Nobody wants to associate with anybody who doesn't agree with them politically, she said. You can't have a conversation. People won't listen to each other. They listen to different media. And those different media outlets tell different stories about the very same thing that you're watching unfold in front of your eyes. So what she's implying is, when she controls the internet, she'll make sure everyone has a common message. And she says, you can't run a country like that. And it's time we started acting like it and working like it again. She said she doesn't want partisanship. She wants commonality. She wants a common thought, a common thread in everything on television, radio, the internet. That's what she's saying. They want to write the scripts. They want everybody to be Williams. They want everyone to be a Brian Williams, a good little boy that gets patted on the head. Here is the most partisan hack, like all the rest of them. She's Barbara Boxer with an American accent. This is unbelievable to me. So she lied, and so does Slick Willie, when they said there's a vast right-wing conspiracy. Well, no, there's a vast left-wing conspiracy against America. It's a form of feudalism. And the ultimate goal of Hillary Clinton and the rest of the radical fascistic left is very clear. It's to kill the expression of individuality, individual thought, and control total subservience to the opinion of the new emerging Soviet state. That's why they want to grab control of the internet. They're terrified of individuality. She's a collectivist. She's a Soviet. She wants to destroy our national sovereignty, which, by the way, they're on the road to doing. They're only a few strokes of a pen away from destroying our national sovereignty. But they have a few agenda items left, and one of them is freedom of expression. They have a borderless international government in order to harness and exploit labor and natural resources more efficiently in a manner similar to present-day China. Low individual freedom, high economic efficiency. But they simply don't like the fact that I, Michael Savage, can express my opinion and ridicule them, or express to you what's really going on from one man's opinion. So this tyrant, Hillary Clinton, wants state-run media like MSNBC to spew the official propaganda and lies from the emerging government media complex. Do you understand how dangerous this is? Do you know what this means? Are you that? Aren't there any leftists who oppose this woman? How in the world can you not see what this is? The woman would be unelectable in any other country. She's old, she's boring, she's done nothing good for the U.S., she screwed up her tenureship as Secretary of State, she's a friend with all the enemies of the U.S., she's anti-American. So what is the appeal to this woman other than she's not a man? That's her whole appeal? We need a woman? Why? Because she's a woman? I mean, Evita Perón is a woman, was a woman. She'd make a good president? This is how stupid women are? That they'll vote for a woman because she has a skirt? That's enough for a woman as a candidate? I just don't understand this. I don't understand. Look, I'm not going to make the pantsuit jokes. Time and gravity is not kind to anyone. But the fact of the matter is, this has nothing to do with a nasty old woman in a pantsuit. This is a woman who is a power-mad lunatic who now agrees with Slick Barry in the White House, who, under the guise of net neutrality, wants no such thing. This net neutrality bill is a big deal to the left and the right. And it's very similar to the fairness doctrine that was they try to impose on talk radio. I wouldn't be in business if they had it. Now, many of you would like that. Wouldn't you like it if you didn't have to listen to me? Wouldn't that be great? Now, of course, you have the opportunity not to listen to me. You just don't have to turn on a station. That's called the free market. But you'd like it if I wasn't allowed to talk at all. Not here, not on the internet. Maybe you'd like your own emails monitored by a government agent. Would you like that? Would you like a government agent monitoring your emails? They're doing it already. Big topic. Let's take some calls on this and other topics right here, right now on the Savage Nation. When I call your number, you give us your name, station, and topic. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you're calling from. Unprotected talk with Michael Savage. Line number 555. Go ahead, 5.
How you doing? I'm Pete. I listen to 770. And I just want to talk, my topic is me. I want to tell you something about myself. I'm obviously male, Christian, married, 4 kids, working class schlep. I listen to you on the way to work right now, actually. And you hit me with something before when you said you were talking about the illegal aliens and they're in the shadows. You just mentioned that, in the shadows. And it just clicked on me. Like, I like to think that I'm a good demographic for your fan base. And I feel like I'm in the shadows. I feel like the demographic that I represent right now is getting eaten alive. I mean, I understand I live in New York City and that's the norm, but I just want to say, like,
you're a white, heterosexual, Christian, married male. You are the enemy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the entire progressive internationalist agendaists. You know that, don't you?
I certainly get it.
You are really in the shadows. You are certainly in the shadows. What are they bending over backwards telling us that all 33 million illegal aliens are such wonderful people? What, do they know them personally?
Please, I know. I see it every day. I have a job that requires me to go out into different homes and all this other stuff. I see it all the time.
Well, what are you, a social worker? Are you a social worker?
I'm a firefighter.
I'm sorry, I missed that. A who?
A firefighter.
Okay, so you go into all kinds of homes. And what is it you see?
Just the different way of life, how some people live. All the demographics and all the different families, who has money, who doesn't have money. Very diverse neighborhood I work in. But the thing is this. This is a real topic. I understand, you have this venue, and I also listen to Joe Walsh sometimes, too, not to give his show a plug. But anyway,
You listen to Joe Wall?
I do listen to Joe Wall sometimes. Don't hold it against me, but...
Wait, who is Joe Wall?
Joe Walsh on 970.
I never heard of him. I don't know what he has to do with anything. He's not a national host.
I'm sorry. Well, anyway, not the point.
All right, just forget. I don't. So you listen to everybody, and what? You still feel marginalized, right?
Here's the thing. I know.
All right, it's enough already. It's enough already. I'm exhausted. No, but you made a good point. So Hillary Clinton blames different media for dividing country. Do we have any of her sound yet, guys? You're working on it. We'll have it very soon. You're going to see that Hillary Clinton, who's been silent on beheadings, rapes, murders, enslavement, has suddenly come out cheering, jumping up and down like a little cheerleader for Obama's power grab to grab the FCC by the neck and tell the FCC to steal away the internet and give it to these Democrat demagogues. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
I would vote for net neutrality because, as I understand it, it's Title II with a lot of changes within it in order to avoid the worst of the utility regulation. And we also are not operating in a vacuum. We know that other countries are taking their own steps to, you know, monitor the internet, control the internet, which we're not. But what we've got to figure out is how you get the right balance.
How do you feel about Hillary Clinton and the left-wing gangsters not satisfied with all the power they've aggrandized to themselves to date, spying on everyone? That's not enough for them. Now they want to control the internet. How can any progressive not see the truth of what I've been telling you all these years? I warned you for years that when Hitler returned, or Stalin returned, in the case of Hitler, it would not be those individuals speaking German and marching to the Horst Wessel song. In fact, it might be someone waving a different banner entirely. Are you not understanding what you have created? Do you not understand the progressive monsters that you have created? Do you not understand that net neutrality is government control of the media? How in the world can you be in favor of that? Well, you say, well, I don't want you to be heard, Savage. I don't want any of the others in conservative media. It's about time they controlled you. Well, when they came for Michael Savage, you didn't raise your voice in opposition because you didn't agree with Michael Savage politically. And when they came for the next one in the media, you didn't raise your voice to say anything to the government because, you know, you didn't like her opinion either. And then when they came for you with your left-wing blog, you said, but wait a minute, I'm one of the good guys. I write progressive blogs. And the government fascist agent who just came from Harvard, the smiling girl, said, well, that's okay. We're still going to control what you say because we have to give you the script. And there'll be no one left to protect you. That's what happened in Germany in the 1930s. Cardinal Niemöller said when they came for the communists, he didn't raise his voice because he was not a communist. When they came for the trade unionists, he didn't raise his voice because he was not a trade unionist. When the Nazis came for the Jews, he didn't raise his voice because he was not a Nazi. Whatever the next one was. And when they came for Cardinal Niemöller to put him in Auschwitz, he said there was no one left to speak out for me. Do you not understand that Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the entire pack of so-called progressives are the neo-fascists of our time? Do they have to wear a swastika for you to be seeing what they are and what they're doing? What has to happen until you wake up, all you brainwashed children of the left? Don't you understand now the chickens are coming home to roost? How could this be happening? Plan could lead to UN takeover of internet. Soros cash behind the push. This is all coming from the new FCC chair, who, if you look at the Drudge Report, take a look at his weaselly rat face. The FCC chairman refuses to appear before the United States Congress ahead of the internet takeover. Who is this weaselly rat from the FCC? Where did this weaselly rat with his nose come from? He looks like a ferret that they pulled out of a sewer. But he isn't the ferret that they pulled out of a sewer and put a white shirt on, is he? And the bigger question is, with the Republican takeover of Congress, how is it that we could be losing the internet now to the socialist Democrats? Well, the answer is that the FCC doesn't answer to anybody. You hear? It's a separate commission unto itself, and it's dominated by the progressive vermin. I mean the progressive Solenterites, who are now trying to go for the gold. They want secrecy the way the Stalinists and the fascists did. And they're going to vote on this tomorrow. And the only people standing in the way of this feral creature who Obama appointed is asking the feral creature on the FCC to delay the vote to allow more time for review. If they don't delay it and they vote, and the fascists on the Democrat side allow the government takeover of the internet, it will allow the commission to regulate the internet like a public utility, which will, listen to this, will require the provision of equal access to all online content. Now, what does that mean? What does equal access to all online content mean? Can anyone tell me what that means? Don't you remember this battle over the fairness doctrine? It's not enough that they control ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, and a few other channels. It's not good enough that they control the nightly news with talking points sent to the stooges. Now they want to take over the last vestige that stands between them and absolute power, and that is, well, it's the internet, and then there's talk radio. But talk radio will fall like a domino. If the internet goes, I will go with it. I'll be next. You won't hear me anymore. No, I'm telling you, as I sit here, you know, they've wanted to get me for years. They've been out to turn this into a fascist dictatorship for years, and now that Obama's in the last years of his dictatorship, he's speeding everything up. He's going as fast as he can to destroy every vestige of independence and freedom that is left in this country. And if he is not stopped, make no mistake about it, he's the monster of monsters. He is the Frankenstein. He is the Frankenstein. If Frankenstein is not stopped with an impeachment hearing immediately, this country will look not like France, not like Germany, but like a South American dictatorship where the middle class has fled, inflation is running out of control, and there is a government agent on every street corner. That's what you left-wingers have done.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
If a foreign government had invaded America and held a legitimately elected government hostage and put their stooges in the place of the president, the vice president, and leadership positions, FCC, and a foreign government wanted no criticism of its actions, what would the foreign government do that Obama and his minions are not doing? Tell me. They're flooding America with non-citizens, telling us they're better than we are, telling us they all come here to work. So they got that under control because the cowards on the Republican side have caved on that. So what's left? Well, you got that nut to crack, which is freedom of speech. That's a bad one for these commies. They hated it. I mean, their Uncle Joe Stalin didn't put up with it. Obama's Uncle Joe Stalin didn't like that freedom of speech stuff. And Obama doesn't like it anymore. He's extremely sensitive to any criticism behind the scenes. Now, how better to stop it than to control the internet? That's the way you control a criticism, is you limit what can be said by whom. And so now there's a push with George Soros' cash behind the push. George Soros is the most evil man on the planet. Here is a man who's used the billions that he made through money changing. Jesus warned us about money changers in the temple. Boy, was Jesus right. Here is a man who made his fortune by betting against currencies. He's one of the wealthiest men on earth. Instead of using it for good, he uses it for pure evil. This power-mad 88-year-old lunatic pervert, in my opinion, this old, sick man, has a few things left to do. He put Obama in office. Obama was his puppet originally, but now the puppet, of course, is far more powerful than the puppet master himself. You notice you don't hear from Soros anymore. Remember how loud he was during the Bush years? Remember how he said he'd do anything to destroy Bush and the Republicans? Why do you think you don't hear Soros anymore? Because he's got everything running without saying a word. So now his puppets in the Democrat, Socialist, Islamist machine are pushing as fast as they can to take over the FCC, which will leave left and right reeling for outlets for their opinions. I don't know how the left isn't excited about this. I just don't. There's one group that once went after me making some motions against it. the so-called Electronic Frontier Foundation. I have no faith in them whatsoever. None whatsoever. I don't believe they mean a thing about what they're saying. The EFF has always gone after conservatives, myself included. And what they're going to do is exactly what the FCC is wanting to do, which is to reclassify broadband as a telecommunications service, giving it the power to make new rules for the internet. But that those new rules will permit the government and the government agencies to overreach and to apply the general conduct rule. And it's too complicated for most of you. Don't you like the freedom that the internet affords you? Don't you love being able to go on at night after you've worked all day to scan the internet, do what you want, go wherever you want as long as you're not doing anything harmful or illegal? Don't you enjoy that? Don't you like being able to go from science to whatever, hear ideas you normally can't hear all day long, let's say send messages that you really believe in on your iPhone, even during the day, expressing yourself with controversial statements that you're forbidden to state at your little job? You work for a corporation or even a sandwich shop today, and the government could have you arrested for saying things. You could get fired. You know that. So your internet is your last refuge. So who wants to control it? Barry Obama. Barry Obama. Barry Obama. Barry Obama. Barry Obama. Now, why would a minority have such a power madness about him? Why is it that this man has such a vendetta against the American people and against freedom itself? We know he hates the country. We know Giuliani wasn't lying when he said that he doesn't think he loves America. That's a ludicrous statement. Everything Obama has done has been against the interests of the American people, so far as I can tell. I wrote a whole book about it called Stop the Coming Civil War. This man has had a vendetta against America from the day he became president and many days before that. He has a few years left, and he said he's going to squeeze every last bit of change he can out of these 2 years. So what's left that this strange man, this unknown man, this man from a strange background, we still don't know where he was really born. We still don't know what his loyalties are. What does this strange man really want to do before his term is over that he hasn't already achieved? Let's see, he's checked off his obligations to La Raza. After all, this foreign organization that represents interests of foreign countries, La Raza, which means the race and stands for brown supremacy, so far as I can tell. La Raza is happy. Could check that one off the list. So what's left from the right-wingers? Well, there's that old freedom of speech thing. Then there's the guns. He's got to get the guns before he's gone to satisfy the gun grabbers. Wouldn't that make the witches happy? What's left for them to do? Tell me what they haven't achieved. Can anyone listening to this show tell me what Obama has not yet done that's on the checklist of the radical socialist Islamist left? Tell me what's left to do. Because if he grabs control of the internet, it's almost all over. There'll be no controversy left in the country. He will control the messages that come out to you from the government on down. They're going to tell you they're not doing it. They're going to say, oh, no, these right-wingers are nuts. We're not going to do that. No, no. Well, it will allow the FCC to review and punish non-neutral practices that can harm consumers. What does that mean? What do you mean non-neutral practices that may harm consumers? What does that mean? Tell me what that means. Well, it means controlling speech. It's a general conduct rule. It's not just about the broadband. It's not about broadband. It's about the message itself. Remember they said the medium, remember what Marshall McLuhan wrote? The medium is the message. Listen to what I just said. No one said that yet in this discussion. So let me bring up an old 60s thing, a little 60s thing, because I remember the most important things to remember. I have a great memory for important things and a memory that's like a sieve when it comes to unimportant things. Marshall McLuhan, a hero of the left in the 60s, wrote, "The medium is the message." So if you're going to control the medium, which is the broadband, you're going to control the message. And you could take that to the bank. And I'm Michael Savage, and nobody said that yet. Remember what I just said. The medium is the message. And so if the FCC is saying we don't want to control the message, we only want to control the medium, which is broadband, they're lying to you. They're going to control the message because the medium is the message. Would you want to live in a country where the government controls the message? Even if you're a progressive fool, why would you want that? Okay, let's take some calls. Line number 7. Go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation topic, please.
Mike, my name is Todd. I'm listening to KSFO online. The topic is Internet freedom. In public school, I was always taught, not that I agree with this, that truth is relative. But where does Hillary or Obama or any other liberal progressive get off on telling me what truth is by regulating the Internet?
Well, there's another statement that you probably learned in school, which is that freedom is slavery. Did you ever read George Orwell?
Yes.
You remember George Orwell wrote us that in 1984 when the fascist government came to power, he wrote that back in the 30s, there'd be slogans such as freedom is slavery, war is peace, if you remember all of that. In other words, they would reverse everything and they would lie about everything by making it the opposite. Is that not a description of what this progressive government's been doing?
That's exactly it, and I just cannot...
I mean, it's beyond belief how progressives don't know what they've wrought here. They've created a Frankenstein in Obama. Frankenstein and Obama are one and the same. The man is a Frankenstein.
You're the Winston Churchill of our time. Keep up the good work. I enjoy the show.
Thank you very much. Well, I hope I don't become a bust. It's a double entendre in these dark times. Yeah, we're living in the darkest times, but they're going to get much worse. They're going to get so bad you're not going to believe you're living in the same country as you are right now. You're going to look back upon February 2015 as an age of relative light and freedom compared to what this Frankenstein is liable to do unless he's impeached immediately. But we don't have a party to impeach him, do we? Giuliani, all Giuliani will say is, I don't think he loves America, and right away the Solenterites in the media went insane. The worms crawled out of their wormery. So, look, I can tell you jokes if you want, but I don't have any jokes in me right now. I've never seen anything like this. It's happening faster than you can imagine because there's no opposition. And it goes back to the saying, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. Obama has absolute power right now. He is a mad dictator. He's like King Ludwig II. He busted the currency by printing money and making money relatively cheaper. By making money relatively cheaper, we all think we're richer, but we're not. There's always a piper to be paid for what he's things of this nature. Research King Ludwig II of Bavaria, the young king. Age 18, he inherited the throne of Bavaria, and he had no management skills whatsoever. He had no fiscal restraints. And so he set out to duplicate the Palace of Versailles, which he was envious of, and he built it on a lake in Bavaria. If I remember, and my German's poor, it was Schloss Herrenchiemsee. I'm probably mispronouncing it. And this was a duplicate of the Hall of the of yeah, whatever it was, the whole Palace of Versailles. And I remember studying it in great detail when I was 18 years old. I was very interested in power madness when I was 18. I was a young Werther. And as young Werther, I was suffering through the 18s to 20 age, and I was interested in dictatorships and madmen. King Ludwig II was the inherited king of Bavaria, as I said, and he set out to build the copy of the Palace of Versailles down to the Hall of Mirrors. He was importing mirrors all the way across this lake on boats. Well, it was a construction project that was so expensive, he bankrupted the treasury of Bavaria. The nation of Bavaria went bankrupt because of the King Ludwig II. Does that sound familiar to you? Does it sound familiar to what this lunatic Frankenstein is doing to this country? I mean, I'm asking you a question. Is this good for America, controlling the internet like this? The content of the internet? So you say, well, no, they're not controlling. You're going to hear tomorrow, Boxer. No, they're not controlling the internet. Don't believe what those right-wingers say. The president doesn't want to control the internet. He wants to make sure those evil big internet providers are fair. And the little people get a little fair share of the internet. That lying Harridan is going to say that tomorrow. But the truth is, the medium is the message. And if you control the medium, you control the message. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN.
I would vote for net neutrality because, as I understand it, it's Title II with a lot of changes within it in order to avoid the worst of the utility regulation. And we also are not operating in a vacuum. We know that other countries are taking their own steps to, you know, monitor the internet, control the internet, which, you know, which we're not. But what we've got to figure out is how you get the right balance.
There she is, Frankenstein's wife. Frankenstein's wife is now moving into the category of unlawful, as is Frankenstein himself. There's a great article on this on The Hill, and this takeover of the internet was covered by Philip Hamburger in a book called Is Administrative Law Unlawful? And he writes that one of our founders' objectives was to control, if not eliminate, what in England was known as the dispensing power. Simply put, the dispensing power, which is much discussed in English constitutional history, was a form of exercise of royal prerogative under which the king could excuse himself or his favored subjects from complying with particular laws enacted by Parliament. So as the author explains, today's administrative agencies, such as the FCC, have resurrected the dispensing power in the way that they so often use waivers to grant favor treatment. You understand what I just said to you? You understand what's going on? Everything that the United States fought against Britain for freedom. Remember, the king was overthrown. We have no king, and now we have a king in America who is stealing our freedoms on a daily basis. I told you today was a special day for me. I came into a radio studio in San Francisco I had not used in over 2 years. I used to broadcast from this studio for 3-4 days a week. I was much happier. The air is better in the city. I enjoy the life of the city. I enjoy going out before and after in the city. I just found something on the wall that was given to me in 1997 by a listener. Back in the old days, before I was syndicated, people would send me gifts. And it says on the front, it's a piece of wood with a horseshoe on it. And there's a little brass plaque, and it says, "Freedom is the awareness of alternatives and of the ability to choose." Freedom is the awareness of alternatives and the ability to choose. Now, why would Frankenstein Obama and Mrs. Frankenstein, Hillary Clinton, who has been silent on ISIS's murders, kidnaps, rapes, suddenly pop out with her fake cheerfulness, talking about she's in favor of grabbing control over the internet? Because they're against freedom. Freedom is the awareness of alternatives and the ability to choose. So they want to take away your alternatives. They don't want you to have any alternatives. They don't want you to have an awareness of alternatives. They don't want you to have any ability to choose. Don't you understand what this nightmare is? Don't you understand the nightmare that this man has put you in by narcotizing the morons in this country who are concerned only about global warming, homophobia, immigration? Don't you see what they're doing in the middle of all of this? This was sent to me back in 97 by Richard J. Murphy. I hope he's still alive. And he says, "Michael, the enclosed is for you after the Prop 209 rally. It's been mine for 25-plus years. Now it's for you. Keep up the good work. Cheers, Richard Murphy from Sebastopol." And I've kept it in the studio for years. I haven't looked at it since 1997. And here it is sitting in front of me. Freedom is the awareness of alternatives and of the ability to choose. This man gave it to me. I never lose anything important. And now we have a Frankenstein in the White House who is out to get our freedom itself. He does not want us to have an awareness of any alternatives to his evil messages. And he wants us not to have the ability to choose an alternative to his evil messages. And who jumped in out of the woodwork as a cheerleader to say, "Yay, I support it"? Hillary Clinton, a woman who had not been heard from during the rapes, murders, killings, beheadings, burning people alive in the Middle East. Suddenly, Miss Cheerful Cheshire Cat pops out to support the takeover of the internet. I'm Michael Savage. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk. borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I would vote for net neutrality because, as I understand it, it's Title II with a lot of changes within it in order to avoid the worst of the utility regulation. And we also are not operating in a vacuum. We know that other countries are taking their own steps to, you know, monitor the internet, control the internet, which we're not. But what we've got to figure out is how you get the right balance.
Tomorrow, February 26th, will be a fateful day for your freedom. Here is Lady Macbeth, came out of hiding. She had nothing to say about the rapes, the murders, the kidnappings, the beheadings, setting people on fire. But suddenly she comes out with the Cheshire Cat cheerfulness again, the fake cheerfulness. All of a sudden, she's Miss Cheerful. And she's in favor of controlling the internet. She wants the FCC to have total control over what goes out on broadband. What does this tell you about her? Why does Obama want to control the internet? Why does the Democratic FCC rodent want to push this down our throats without congressional hearings? He's overriding Congress. This rodent who runs the FCC, this feral creature, I've never seen a man like this. Where did he come from? Who made him a dictator? In the 20 years I've been in radio and such, I have never seen a power grab like this in my life. Never. All done around the Congress. Tomorrow will be a fateful day for your future. And as written in The Hill today, the sad reality is that without any convincing evidence of market failure or consumer harm, the FCC is poised on a 3-2 party line vote to expand its control over internet providers. Tomorrow. Again, the Democrats are voting in the fascistic way, and the only thing we have against them are the Republicans. And isn't it odd that the liberals, who cried so much about the evils of the right wing, are watching the left wingers take over this country, lock, stock, and barrel? And as the article itself explains, rather as I explained in the last hour, because no one's done it as well as I did, I want you to take this home tonight. There's a lot for you to think about. Remember, tomorrow is a big day for you. You will see clearly in front of your eyes that as a progressive, you're actually a fascist. And if you're not a fascist at heart, you're just a stooge of the fascist leftists who have taken over this country. I can go down the list. I've done it in my books. But as I said to you in the last hour, Marshall McLuhan, a hero of the 60s, wrote, "The medium is the message." Remember that one? All you old hippies who danced at Woodstock, who go to all of these events and were, you know, you're deadheads even though you're conservatives, you think you're cool, right? Whatever. Remember Marshall McLuhan? Marshall McLuhan was big when Bob Dylan was not wearing a wig. And he said the medium is the message. So although the leftist fascists, the so-called progressives under Frankenstein in the White House will argue that they're not controlling thought, that's only right-wing nonsense, they're not controlling content, no, they are, because the medium is the message. So if you control the medium, you're controlling the message. Has anyone said it more succinctly than me? No. That's the hub of the matter. By choosing to regulate internet providers as if they're old-fashioned public utilities in order to enforce neutrality and give minorities a chance, the commission is only taking over content. They're going to discourage private sector investment and innovation for many years to come. Now, what else is going to happen is this. They're going to tell you that there are waivers permitted. What does that actually mean? Who's going to get the waivers? The waivers will be given to the cronies of Nancy Pelosi. That's why we have an ambulance outside. They're coming to take him away. I opened the window in my studio because I'm choking to death here. I'm choking from the noose that Obama's putting around our neck. Obama is the most evil president in American history. There's nothing more imaginably evil than what this man is doing. Has he not done enough to satisfy his liberal supporters? Has he not done enough to pay back his boss, George Soros? Does Soros not have enough power that this madman, this maniac, this emigre, this money changer has not enough power and money? He has to now take away the internet from you? This agency, the FCC, is out of control. It's lawless. It should be taken to the cleaners for what they're doing. as Philip Hamburger discusses in his book, Is Administrative Law Unlawful? He points out that one of our founders' objectives was to control, if not eliminate, what in England was known as the dispensing power. What does that mean? It's discussed in English constitutional history. And this dispensing power was a form of exercise of royal prerogative under which the king could excuse himself or his favored subjects from complying with particular laws enacted by Parliament. So in other words, if Nancy Pelosi has some friends and they want to get around it, like Google, after all, she flies on their airplanes. They park them at NASA. How do the Google boys get to park their seven, whatever their jet is, on the NASA grounds? How did they do that? They went around the law. They've been doing it their whole lives. That's how they got to where they are. So the dispensing power was a form of exercise of royal prerogative under which the king could excuse himself or his favorite subjects from complying with particular laws enacted by Parliament. And as the author explains, today's administrative agencies, such as the FCC, have resurrected the dispensing power by the way they so often use waivers to grant favor treatment. As the author Hamburger says, after administrators adopt a burdensome rule, they sometimes write letters to favored persons telling them that, notwithstanding the rule, they need not comply. In other words, the return of extra legal legislation has been accompanied by the return of the dispensing power, this time under the rubric of waivers, one of the classic methods of Barack Obama with Obamacare. And then he goes to the heart of the matter, and Mr. Hamburger writes this. Like dispensations, waivers go far beyond the usual administrative usurpation of legislative or judicial power, for they do not involve lawmaking or adjudication, let alone executive force. On the contrary, they are a fourth power, one carefully not recognized by the Constitution. So Obama is now going to grant waivers of FCC rules in order to control not only the internet providers, but the content of the providers. That's what they want. That's why Hillary came back from hiding. That's why she popped out from under the surface all over again. Because she loves the idea of controlling criticism before she runs her campaign for the presidency. And where they got this rodent from, this Democratic FCC commissioner, to go for this net neutrality rule is anyone's guess. Now, I'm broadcasting in a number of stations right now, not all of them, many of them, including San Francisco, KSFO, which is heard in Silicon Valley. How can any member of the Google world, how can any member of this whole new world of the internet, how can any of you be in favor of these progressives who are nothing but Stalinists? Are you not aware of the fact that you've been had, that you are useless idiots? In fact, you're very useful idiots, rather. You're not even useless idiots. You have thought that by being a progressive, you were for freedom. You thought that by being a progressive, you were a liberal. You didn't know that you were not for freedom and you were not for liberalization. You are a stooge of the Frankenstein in the White House who wants to take over the internet, controlling both the providers and the content, under the guise of net neutrality. And remember this, when they came for the conservatives, you didn't raise your voice because you're not a conservative. And when they came for the liberals, there was no one left to speak for you because we'll all be gone from the air. I'll be gone, and I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
The worst thing that could happen is letting a whole bunch of politicians come in and regulate every aspect of what you're doing. The reason the internet has had the dynamism, the opportunity, the freedom, the diversity, is because it hadn't been plagued by excessive regulation.
He just doesn't understand what this issue is. We've had net neutrality the entire history of the internet. So when he says this is the Obamacare was a government program that fixed something, that changed things. This is about reclassifying something so it stays the same. This would
How
keep
is it that Al Franken,
exactly,
the failed comedian, that fat slob, how is it that the fat slob liberal is in favor of government control of free speech on the internet? And how is it that the evil right winger Ted Cruz is in favor of free speech and against government control? Could it be that everything you've been taught is wrong? Could it be that everything you progressives have thought is upside down? Could it be that you don't understand anything? Could it be that progressives are actually regressives? Yeah, well, of course it could be, but you'll never accept it. Because it would require you to admit that you were wrong about many things. Well, right now, tomorrow is a watershed day for you. Never forget this. The lawless, out-of-control, fascistic FCC, the Fascistic Communications Commission, in a 3-2 vote tomorrow by the three Democrat socialist monsters, will, with the stroke of a pen, take over the Internet. And they will then tell you that there are waivers to the rule. And the only people who will get the waivers will be the Google billionaires, the AOL billionaires, the Microsoft billionaires. You won't get the waiver. If you have a little website, you're not going to get the waiver. You won't be able to fight for it. You won't have the money for it. And all of your ideas will go up in smoke. No one will listen to you anymore. You won't be able to express yourself. And so take a look again. Here's Ted Cruz saying it's a terrible idea. And there's that fat failed comedian, Al Frankenstein, saying it's a good idea.
The worst. And Hillary
wait. And here's something you really better remember for 2016. Hillary Clinton, who has not been heard from while men were being set alive, afire alive, women raped, children put into slavery, one village after another being overtaken by the fascists, the Islamo-fascists and ISIS. She had nothing to say about that. Out of the mud, she pops up with her cheerfulness again, that false cheerfulness that could put, it can stop a heart. It's so fraudulent. In favor of the government takeover, listen to her again.
I would vote for net neutrality because, as I understand it, it's Title II with a lot of changes within it in order to avoid the worst of the utility regulation. And we also are not operating in a vacuum. We know that other countries are taking their own steps to, you know, monitor the Internet, control the Internet, which, you know, which we're not. But what we've got to figure out is how you get the right balance.
Mm-hmm. So now who do you think is behind this net neutrality push? Minorities. Did you know that? Did you know who's pushing for this? Minority activists. Here's a guy, Rashad Robinson, head of colorofchange.org, an anti-police organization, in my estimation, saying that this is a civil rights movement of our time. It's a powerful tool. And they're going to use this to attack police to protect blacks. And Robinson says, in short, multiple generations of civil rights leadership have come together to define net neutrality as a 21st century civil rights issue. If the FCC stands strong against desperate, last-minute attempts to undermine its work, its net neutrality rules will be seen by generations to come as a major civil rights accomplishment, setting the stage for the continuation acceleration of movements for justice and equality. So in order to give anti-police forces powers they are not entitled to, Barack Obama is moving it under the guise of net neutrality. Remember the phrases that were used in George Orwell's 1984, freedom is slavery? You understand that? Everything is upside down. Everything they say is backwards. No, net neutrality is not a civil rights issue. Net neutrality is a freedom of speech issue. And there's no such thing as net neutrality. It exists right now. See, you have net neutrality right now. You have the ultimate freedom that there is. There's no government regulation. That's net neutrality. So by dint of them calling it net neutrality, it's not net neutrality. It's the corralling of the Internet. And so these fascists who are against the police, under the guise of being civil rights activists, are really activists wanting to get the government to help them communicate against police and against all of their enemies, their political enemies. That's what's really going on here. And they're going to sell it tomorrow as something good, but it's not good. It's very evil. If you really want freedom of speech, then you don't need the government to help you make that speech, do you? Doesn't he have all the power of the podium? Of course he does. Listen again now to who's for it and who's against it. Here's Ted Cruz, totally against the government takeover of the Internet, which will happen tomorrow. And here's the fat failed comedian, who again you never hear from, coming out in favor of government control because he doesn't want anyone to criticize his Stalinist policies. Listen.
The worst thing that could happen is letting a whole bunch of politicians come in and regulate every aspect of what you're doing. The reason the internet has had the dynamism, the opportunity, the freedom, the diversity is because it hadn't been plagued by excessive regulation.
He just doesn't understand what this issue is. We've had net neutrality the entire history of the internet. So when he says this is the Obamacare, Obamacare was a government program that fixed something, that changed things. This is about reclassifying something so it stays the same. This would keep things exactly the same that they've been. And
he's
the pricing happens
he's,
by...
Shut up. Get the failed slob off my show. How do you fix things by changing the law? You don't fix things by changing the law. You don't say things stay the same by passing a law, do you? He said things stay the same by passing this new dictatorship law. So these administrators at the FCC, again, 3-2 tomorrow, the most important vote of your life since Obamacare, which has destroyed American medicine, which will, in your lifetime, leave you without a doctor, without care, will leave you in the hallways the way the veterans have been left behind by this anti-military dictator. I have an email, why the government hates veterans. Why does Obama hate me? And it's a veteran who says he can't get treated for a stage 4 lymphoma cancer in San Marcos, California, and what they've done to him. That's right. That's what Obamacare has done to the veterans. And what this military hater has done to the veterans, he's about to do to you. Remember what I just said to you. You'll never forget tomorrow. The lawless FCC will steal your freedoms themselves.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
You're listening to The Savage Nation with Michael Savage. Coming up tomorrow at 5, it's the KSFO Morning Show on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If a foreign government had invaded America and installed stooges, quislings, to do their bidding, to control the population, to control speech, and flooded America with foreigners who will never adapt to the nation's borders, language, and culture, got away with it, did one thing after another. Finally, they came after speech itself, not wanting any criticism of the foreign invaders. They wouldn't do any differently than your Democrat Socialist FCC will do tomorrow in a partisan vote to grab control of the internet. I have for you right now one of the opponents of this power grab. He's a Republican commissioner. His name is Ajit Pai. Apparently he's of Indian heritage, which means immediately he has no value to the Democrat Socialist machine, in that he is a person of color and a minority who has stepped out of the socialist camp. For that reason, he is no longer he's a landless person, a stateless person. But listen to what he has to say.
Well, I think the worst thing is that it micromanages virtually every aspect of how the internet operates. It opens the door to billions of dollars in new taxes on broadband that consumers are going to have to pay. It will lead to slower broadband speeds. It opens the door to trial lawyers filing class actions across the country, and litigation usually isn't the best way to ensure innovation. There are a whole host of harms that are going to happen, and that's why I only wish you could see this 332-page plan, which won't become public until after the FCC votes on it.
Isn't that typical of the communist fascists, that they pass laws and then they let you see them after they pass them? Did you ever think you'd live in a country where a Frankenstein would come to power and, owing to fears of saying the word race or racism, anything to do with that, this Frankenstein would get away with a virtual fascist dictatorship step by step, day by day? It's not done overnight. What does fascism mean? I keep using the word, but you think I'm too harsh, right? Fascism derives from the word fascia, which means stick. It refers to an authoritarianism first used in modern form by the Roman soldiers. They had fascia, sticks, in which they were used to control the population. In other words, they were controlling people through force. Isn't Obama a fascist by that definition? He forced Obamacare down our throats through sneaky maneuvers. He bought off senators. He offered waivers to big donors. He's forcing illegal aliens into America against the will of the people. Now he wants to steal the internet itself. I keep saying, what is it going to take? I don't think anything can stop him. We have no opposition party. We have no opposition press. Where is the opposition to this Frankenstein? On the internet and in talk radio. That's it. So what has he got to do now? He's got to get control of the internet and talk radio. This is the fairness doctrine under another guise. Only the reason you're not hearing any screams about it is because there's a 3-2 majority run by the liberal fascists on the FCC. He planted them in there. So despite the fact that there's a Congress, there is no Congress. Despite the fact that there's a Republican majority, there is no Republicans and no majority. Because Frankenstein has rigged the system so that Frankenstein gets his way little by little, step by step, day by day, taking America's freedoms apart one brick at a time. Is one man's opinion. Tomorrow is the big vote. You're going to see a change in America that you'll never, ever come back from. The FCC is lawless. And Miss Pantsuit herself, who had been disappeared during ISIS's plunder through the Middle East, sending men alive, raping, pillaging, murdering, this fraud, this monster in waiting, Lady Macbeth was not heard from. Where was she? But she pops up out of the woodwork, all of a sudden in favor of control of the internet, years before this Harridan will run for office. Why? What has she got to hide? How about everything? All right, I've given you my opinion. I'd like your opinion. And it is you talk, I listen. When I call your number, just speak. Name, station, topic. It's that simple. Line number one, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation. Line number one is gone. Going once, going twice. Line number six, go ahead. Going once, going twice. Line six, you're on.
Hi, Dr. Savage. This is Mike and KFAY, 10:30 a.m. Net neutrality is actually, they've got it a little backwards, and it's kind of got everyone else backwards as well. Net neutrality is actually where the ISPs cannot prioritize traffic like Netflix is paying Comcast and others to do. So it's, they're attempting to control it through their, using a term that's popular, net neutrality, but putting their own government control around it.
That's right. That's exactly right. They do everything under the guise of freedom and liberalization, when in fact they're just grabbing power here and control over freedom of speech. Isn't it true?
Correct. As a technologist and an internet user, I'm in favor of net neutrality. However, this implementation, I'm against.
Well, what is net neutrality? What net neutrality are you in favor of?
Where ISPs cannot prioritize traffic for their own... basically, it's extortion of saying, if you want to go down this road and you want to go down this road quickly, you're going to pay me, because I own this road as the internet service provider, more money.
But don't you agree with me that this is ultimately an attempt by the government to control the message?
In this instance, yes. And I think they're latching on a popular topic in order to achieve that goal.
All right. Well, you see it. I think quite clearly. Next line up on the Savage Nation is line number seven. Go ahead, please. Give us your name, your station, and your topic.
Hello, Dr. Savage. My name is Connor. I'm calling from the great KOH. I'm a student here in Reno, Nevada.
Okay. And what's your topic, my friend? What's on your mind?
I have a question concerning the proposed control over the internet and its content and by the Democrats, and whether or not the actions being taken by them, can they be reversed after the officials are out of office?
You mean if the FCC is changed, if the makeup of the FCC is changed? Have you ever known of a government program or policy that has been undone?
No, not to my knowledge, no.
That's your answer. That's why Obama's rushing this through, why he's giving it the bum's rush. Frankenstein is giving it the bum's rush because he knows it's unlikely to ever be overturned. I understand Mein Kampf is returning to German bookstores. And if you know German, it's Hitler's master plan for what he would do in the future. My battle. My struggle. My war. Mein Kampf. My battle. Every once in a while, the world sees a dictator emerge. Some do it loudly, some do it softly. Some do it in German, some do it in English. Some are of Caucasian descent. Some are not of Caucasian descent. But every once in a while, dictators arise. And usually dictators are exposed for what they're doing. And sometimes there are dictators who are so clever that they don't even seem to be dictators. They seem to be in favor of the people, doing something good for the people, for the environment. And they get away with it. And it goes on and on and on until it's too late. And that's what we're going through right now. The weasel who runs the FCC, the chair, refuses to appear before Congress ahead of the internet takeover. Now, why would he do that if he's got nothing to hide? Why would this man, this weasel, put in by the left-wing fanatics, the fascists, why would he not appear? Why? Why would the FCC chairman, who has a name, his name is Tom Wheeler, where did he come from? Where did Tom Wheeler come from? Who appointed him? Who made this monster the head of the FCC? When did humanity stop existing for Tom Wheeler? Let's go to the callers again. Line number four. Go ahead, please. State your name, station, and topic.
Hi, my name is Dave. I listen to WABC. I'm talking about the next power grab. Dr. Savage, you taught us how to, what's going on. Obama has put forth legislation to minimize the ability to person to manage a retirement fund. So he's going to shrink those ways you can retire. You can invest your retirement money. No brokerage, no this, no that. It's the beginning of the process for the government to take over retirement funds. What do you think?
Is it true? I don't know. I mean, is that something he's working on? I don't know anything about that.
They put forth legislation to take the stock brokerage and some of the vehicles, maybe mutual funds, I'm not sure. He's limiting the way you can invest your retirement money.
What? He doesn't like the idea that your retirement funds can go into certain funds through the private sector. Is that more or less it?
Exactly right, yes.
Certain funds. He wants what? Government retirement funds only?
Eventually, yes. He's going to have the government run it. He hasn't put the banks out of business yet, and maybe he won't. But he's going to limit it. Limit it. No certain.
I take it that you are not a progressive, even though you sound like you're from New York.
I'm calling you from New York. Too bad you're not on for a full 3 hours in New York.
Well, I'm on for a full 2 hours, which is better than no hours.
Right. You're right. We love you here.
You see? Well, I speak your language. I understand that. I don't speak transgender talk radio. I speak the real McCoy. It's that simple. Thank you for the call. 855-400-7282. This is a very serious time. You're watching a country being snatched out from under your right in front of your eyes. Line number one, go ahead, please. State your name, topic, and station.
Yes, I'm Susan. I'm calling for Mr. Savage. I listen to your program every single day. But I think you should be our next president instead of name calling Mr. President Frankenstein and this and that. I think you're sending a wrong message, sir. You should be the next president of the United States of America. You seem to know everything that's going on and condemning the man who's running the country. I am so disappointed with you.
Oh, you mean we're not allowed to criticize him? What country do you come from? Do you come from a country where you're not allowed to criticize the leader? Hello? Cat got your tongue? What's the matter, eating cattail soup? And so they now have stooges calling radio shows saying that you shouldn't criticize the president. This is what we're getting now from the third world. They leave these despotic garbage holes all over the world, and they come here and bring their disgusting mentality to the country. They're twisted dictatorships that you think they want to leave them behind? You think they don't want the same thing that they left behind with the greenbacks that they get here through welfare and food stamps and every other scam under the sun? She ought to go back where she came from, where you're not allowed to criticize the boss. The country is rigged by Obama the Frankenstein. Do you think I have no right to call him Frankenstein? I'm asking you. I'm not allowed to call him Frankenstein when he's a Frankenstein. The man is a Frankenstein. He's a monster created by the left who thought that he was going to be their friend and bring in liberalism, but he's bringing in the opposite of liberalism. He's bringing in the opposite. Is that not a Frankenstein? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. The only company I trust for wealth insurance, Gold and Silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
I would vote for net neutrality because, as I understand it, it's Title II with a lot of changes within it in order to avoid the worst of the utility regulation. And we also are not operating in a vacuum. We know that other countries are taking their own steps to monitor the internet, control the internet.
Why don't you go run other countries?
You know, which we're not. But what we've got to figure out is how you get the right balance.
Well, how you get the right balance is that you and your stooges decide what's allowed to be said on the internet. Anything that's for the New World Order, anything that's for the progressive insanity, anything that's in favor of the big lie of the day, whether it be global warming or inequality or income redistribution, gets out on the internet, and anything that opposes it is punished or forbidden. Isn't that how good fascist dictatorships emerge, Mrs. Clinton? And the rodent, who was the head of the FCC, this rodent-like man, who looks like a hamster with a white shirt, refuses to appear before Congress ahead of the internet takeover. Now, what has he got to hide? I thought you live in a free country. I thought Obama wanted transparency, right? Sure, he wants transparency the way anyone who steals freedom wants transparency. A thief is less to be feared than the president, because this man is snatching your freedoms right in front of your eyes. It's like taking candy from a baby. This is what he does every night. It's like taking candy from a baby, purges the military of the generals, and then says he's in favor of the military. Leaves veterans to die in the hallways of VA hospitals and says he's in favor of the military. I can go down the list. What's the point? You're not listening. Most of you already know. And those of you who know the danger we're in, because tomorrow will be a watershed day. And where is the left on this? Where is the left? Where are they? Well, one of them outspoke, Al Franken, the fat slob from the Lake Air. I don't even know what state he's in. They banished him somewhere. I know where he is. I'm joking. And you notice that the slob hasn't been heard from much, the comedian. They took him direct from Saturday Night Live to Washington, D.C., where he's been sort of the clown of the Senate. They use him as a punching bag. They don't let him speak. But now they bring the clown out. Listen to what he has to say. Listen.
He just doesn't understand what this issue is. We've had net neutrality.
All right, turn it on. I can't even listen to his voice. I can't listen to certain voices. Voices like that. There's something wrong with the whole statement. Oh, we understand what net neutrality is, comedian. But where is the left on this? Why do you want the UN to take over the internet? Why is Soros' cash behind this push not being exposed? The most evil man in the world may not be ISIS. It could be George Soros. Soros and Ford shovel $196 million to the net neutrality groups. Did you know this? Yeah, it's in the Examiner. Liberal philanthropist, he's not a liberal by any means. He's a madman. Philanthropist George Soros and the Ford Foundation have lavished groups supporting the administration's net neutrality agenda, donating nearly $200 million, and landing proponents on the White House staff, according to a new report. It just came out. Tomorrow is the day. The Ford Foundation, as you well know, is one of the most dangerous foundations in the history of America. And yet it's the second largest private foundation in the U.S. And the so-called Open Society Foundation, founded by the mad left-wing genius, the mad anti-American, far-left madman, billionaire, money changer, George Soros, they've given more than $160 million to pro-net neutrality groups between 2000 and 2013. These fanatical left-wing groups not only have squashed the public debate, but they want to end the public debate. Groups funded by Soros include the ACLU, the Center for American Progress, and Media Matters for America, all enemies of free speech. Tomorrow is a watershed day. Sleep well, my friends. Frankenstein is working overtime.
Savage.